This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj,
Frida Liu.
It is World Press Freedom Day. Our topic of discussion today is whether or not social media should be responsible for news curation, or should it be absolute freedom of speech out there? Should it be this war zone where you can say what you want and do what you want, and then use your brains to decide what is real and what is not, using facts that are presented to you as, you know, real citizens and concerned citizens? We should be doing that.
I think there is a difference between freedom of speech and press freedom, right?
Agreed.
So the only thing, what has happened is that everybody's a journalist now.
Yes.
Everybody has a platform.
Yeah. Citizen
can,
journalism.
Everybody can, everybody can write something on some, and then people will take it as, you know, the gospel truth and all that.
We have a tweet.
Finally.
Zulkifli says, we live in different times. The stakes are higher. Lives are on the line. That's what we should be protecting above all else. There's no absolute freedom.
There you go. Okay. Keep those tweets coming in, those messages coming in. 0187898899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, and Instagram is at BFM Radio. I've had a very simple yes in response to whether or not they should be, Facebook, social media should be policing the news sources.
That means they should be policing the news.
They should be policing it. That's what people are saying over on Insta Story.
Right. One person.
One person so far. Thank you guys for your feedback. Let's talk food. Okay. Next up, our topic.
Okay.
Who's up next? It's Arvind with his freedom of the press.
So this is about, so this news came out, I think, a couple of weeks ago, but then we wanted to save it for World Press Freedom Day because Malaysia has jumped 22 places to 123rd in the latest World Press Freedom Index compiled by RSF, or the Reporters Without Borders. So it's a big jump because it lowered its score by 10.67 points to 36.74. So the lower the lower you go, the better it is for your score, that kind of thing. A lower score indicates better press freedom. So not surprisingly, or surprisingly, I don't know, Malaysia is at the top of the rankings among countries in Southeast Asia. So we are number one in the region.
For press freedom.
For press freedom.
Singapore?
In the region. Singapore is actually one of the, it's quite far behind because, so Indonesia is at 124, Philippines 134, Thailand 136, Myanmar 138, Cambodia 143. Singapore 151, Brunei 152, Laos 171, and Vietnam 176.
And we're at what number? Sorry?
We're at 123.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. So we had 12. Wait, let me just confirm that again. Yeah, we had 123, 123rd place. Which is a jump by 22 places.
Wow.
Compared to before May 9th last year, specifically before May 9th last year. So the index takes into account scores and rankings from 180 countries, so we have a long ways to go. But still, you know, some progress. And journalists and media outlets that have been sort of like blacklisted have been able to resume working without fear of harassment after May 9th last year. So it's not good, but it is better than where we were before.
We've come a long way. We've come a long way. 20 places is pretty good.
22 places, yeah.
I think so. You know, let's be honest, there were things before May 9th last year that we would never have dared to say.
No.
Even skirted around the topic.
No. You know,
we would not have said that our current Prime Minister has made anti-Semitic comments and, you know, considered hate speech elsewhere. I would not have been able to say that without fear of being deported.
Retaliation,
or something, But it's those are facts, and we should be able to talk about them. And now I feel as though, to a degree, I can talk about that, you know, and newspapers can report on that, and web portals can report on that because it happened. You know, that's fact. That's what happened. And other places around the world are reporting the fact that he said those things. He went on the BBC and said those things. If you'd have looked at it a year ago or previously, it wouldn't even have been anywhere.
Been able to bring up these things.
I found that I think this has sort of tapered down somewhat. I remember when after May 9th, a lot of publications and a lot of places were just printing things out, which to me felt like irresponsible reporting.
Right.
Right, because just because you have press freedom, it's like, whoa, you know, we've suddenly had, and you shouldn't lose responsible reporting. You have the freedom to report, but it just like the sleazy headlines and all that was just like, oh. And I just felt very uncomfortable about that. And I understand why we do need you know,
guidelines.
Guidelines, right? We do need guidelines, and you can say what you want to say, but make sure it's supported by facts. Make sure it's supported by these things, and be responsible, because it affects, especially in a country, we forget that Malaysia is a multiracial country, and we have to be very mindful that we're not offending anybody. You know, what I mean, and it's not stating things, but there's a way of saying things, right? I can say, you know, you're ugly, Richard, but then I can say.
Things but can you've be, got a nice personality.
things can be improved, Richard. Right, you know, there's just a better way.
There's a way of saying it, right?
Yeah. But you're not.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it, right?
It's how you say it, yeah. It's even specifically says here that after the change of government and stuff, the general environment for journalists is much more relaxed. Self-censorship has declined dramatically, and the print media are now offering a fuller and more balanced range of viewpoints, including support for the new ruling coalition led by mentioned Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad. So the problem is, they say that the authorities still have a sort of hold on how journalists act and how the press acts in this country, because the 1948 Sedition Act is still a thing.
Yeah.
1972 Official Secrets Act is still a thing. 1998 Communications and Multimedia Act is still a thing. So they still have strict control over publication licenses, and journalists can be sentenced to 20 years in prison on sedition charges. So they pose a constant threat to the media personnel who still cannot express themselves with complete freedom despite all the progress. So until we sort of move past these things, even the Fake News Act, I think, wasn't repealed.
It wasn't repealed, said they're not going to enforce it.
They're not going to enforce it, but it wasn't repealed, it was supposed to be repealed.
It's there as a backup. And I think until it's repealed. Until it's repealed, I think. It still hovers like a shadow,
It is a shadow, yeah.
Of course, we've got the chairman of MCMC coming on at 1 o'clock. But, this was an announcement that came to us as well. And this was a couple of days ago from the representative of MCMC it was about the dissemination of the case of two persons being questioned for their slanderous comments on Facebook against Prophet Muhammad, right? Please do run the story. They tell us, I'm sure you all know about it, so that people are aware that they should be courteous and responsible individuals, even on the internet, which much anticipation will help. Thank you. So I think this was sent out to all the news folks as well. And this is the sort of thing, right? And it should be the same. I mean, and I feel that that's the case for all other faiths as well. Not just, you can't slander one race and think that it's okay. It's not okay for another one as well. So we have to be very careful about that.
Yeah.
So freedom of press and also freedom responsibility of the press. Yeah. Couple of other things. So this came out from. So The Guardian also reported that Malaysia is the only possible beacon of press freedom in Southeast Asia, which was surprising, but also empowering. And then the NUJ, the National Union of Journalists in Malaysia, said in a discussion with the Home Ministry that proposals were being submitted on amending acts to ensure sufficient media freedom. So all the stuff that we spoke about before. And they propose for an enactment on a law to prevent or limit political parties' ownership of media companies. So that, I think, is a big thing. It shouldn't be allowed. Like, anyone who's in politics shouldn't be able to own any form of the press, right? Or any journalist.
Yeah, and I feel that way too. But then some people will say something. But I feel that way as well. Shouldn't be owned by any political party. And I guess the history behind that was that the one that, there was more control from another political party, so they had no place to put their views across. And that was the reason why political parties started newspapers. Maybe that was the case when you only heard from one side and you didn't hear from another side. Mm-hmm. And that was the history behind political parties owning publications and media.
I mean, in the UK, they have a similar thing as well. Even when you are publishing leaflets, for example, you're running a local election or something like that, it is law that it is stated on that leaflet who published that piece of paper, leaflet.
And that should be the case.
So it shows that this is an opinion by this political party to let you know you should be on their side. So it's very cut and dry.
And
clear.
Even if it's owned by a business person, who the business person is affiliated with, what party, what beliefs they have.
I mean, it's like I said, you see these Daytona drivers who are covered in sponsorships.
Stickers.
Yeah.
Stickers.
We know, we know where you stand.
We know where your money's coming from. I would like politicians to wear suits with the same stickers on, you know, where your money has come from. I'd like to see that. You know, joking or not, you know, in
and
some
this is
way,
a worldwide problem, right? Like people have said, I mean, you know, they've always said that, you know, you need to know who's funding who.
On that note, we need to take a very short break. We'll be back with our final story of today, though, which is all about freedom of expression is good for business. 0187 89 8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Join us after the break. We've got the police up next with Man in a Suitcase. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.